Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, a momentous day. We begin Meseches Nazir, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph. I'm zochet to learn this with you, looking at people davening at the Kosel HaMaravi, out the front window of what used to be the Haidra building and now is the building of Netiv Aryeh. And it's a tremendous schus to keep on marching together in Shas. Meseches Nazir is found in a funny place. The Gemara is going to point out that we were just in the middle of Seder Nashim. Nedarim, which was the Masechta that we were zochet to conclude, followed on the heels of Nashim and is in Seder Nashim because many of the halachos of Nedarim as found in the Torah is about a husband's relationship with his wife and his ability to be made for her neder. However, Nazirus is all about someone who is a Nazir, who ultimately brings a carbon at the conclusion of his Nazirus. And therefore, as Tosas explains, the Gemara is going to ask, why does it say Nazir over here in, why do we have Meseches Nazir in Seder Nashim? It should have really appeared, according to Tosas explaining the Gemara, in Seder Kodshim. And we're going to see the Gemara's answer to why that is so. Our daf is a relatively safe, straightforward daf, discussing the different orders of different mesechtos and different prakim, and then we will begin the halachos of our Mishnah, that we're going to have in our Mishnah, have how one proclaims that they're going to be a Nazir. Our mesechta is not an easy one, because as the Gemara and Tosas pointed out, much of Meseches Nazir is Kodshim related. So, Bezer Hashem, we will fasten our seatbelts as we always do and hold on to the beautiful ride through Shas. Says our Mishnah, Kol Kinuye Nazirus Kinazirus. All form of Kinuyim. Kinuyim, one could translate as we had already in Meseches Nedarim, Kol Kinuye Nedarim. Any type of nicknames or expressions of Nazirus are considered like an acceptance of Nazirus itself. Omer aha, hareze nazir. The expression aha is also an expression of Nazirus, explains the Mefarish over here. According to most, this is Rashi. Even though he said aha and he doesn't express the word Nazir, take a look at the Rashi, Omer Aha, Afal Pish Lahotzi Bisfasam Nazir, Hareza Nazir, the Yados Nazirus Kinazirus. We learned in Nedarim the concept of a Yad, that if a person, also on the first daf of Nedarim, that if a person utters an expression that indicates that they want to hold on to the Neder, that they're taking the handle of a neder, the way the Ran explains over there, then that's considered like a neder itself. So too here, says Rashi, Diyadus Nazirus Kin Nazirus, Ugshem Sha'ochez Adam Beis Yad Shel Kli, Umagbiyas Kli Asmo, Kachze Kimin Da Amar Aha. Since he says Aha, Oer Sha'amar Aha Noah, Hareza Nazir. It's considered enough to make him a Nazir. Tosas points out that the Gemara is going to explain, Rashi alludes to this as well in the last line, but Tosas makes the point more explicitly in Dibra Maskel HaOmer, second Tosos, that we're talking about. He says, Aha, Vahaya Nazir over Lefanov. And a Nazir was standing, it was passing in front of him. And Tosas says that's considered a Yad. Even though he didn't say it, it's clear. Aha, like this one. Like this one means that he wants to be a Nazir. So that's going to be considered a Yad of Nazirus. So Kinuye Nazirus are Nazirus, as well as Yados. The truth is, we did not explain what Kinuyim are. So that's why we need the first Rashi. The first Rashi says, Kinuye Nazirus are nicknames for Nazir. Nizik, Niziach, Piziach. All of these things, the Gemara will spell out, is considered a Kinuy of Nazir, and you don't have to use the word of Nazir itself. Another form of Yad, continues the Mishnah on the second line, Oh, aha noe. Or he says, aha noe, nazir. In such a case as well, he's going to be considered a nazir. Nazir, niziach, niziach, piziach, as we mentioned, the kinuim. Hareza nazir. Hareini kezef. If he says, I want to be like this guy who is a nazir. Hareini mesalsel. He calls himself someone who plays with his hair. which connotates Nazirus. Hareini Michalkel. Michalkel is someone who folds over his hair. In other words, because he has a lot of it as a Nazir, we know the Torah Kedoshah describes that in Parshas Nasa, where we have the Parsha of Nazirus, that the Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. So then in such a case, that is also considered an acceptance of Nazirus as well. Taisus points out that the Lashon of Misalsal and Michalkel is not considered a Yad of Nazirus, but rather it's a full expression without the word Nazirus, and that is considered as if he made the expression itself, that we understand that Misalsal and Michalkel are Nazim. Hare olai l'shaleach pera. I am someone who's going to send out wild hair. Hare zanazir. Hare olai tziporim. I'm someone who's of the birds. We know that the halacha is that a nazir brings birds for his karbanos, as described again in Parshas Nasa. Does that work? Rabbi Meir Omer nazir. Rabbi Meir says that he is a nazir. The Chachamim Omerim ain a nazir, and the Chachamim says that he is not. The Gemara will deal with many of these cases. Zok de'eli gemara michti tana b'seder nashim koi. Our tana was in the middle of Seder Nashim. We were zochet to learn Yevamos, Ksubis, and Nedarim. My time of Tani Nazir. Why is it that we now learn Maseches Nazir? As we explain, most of Nazir is Hilchos Karbanos. Says the Gemara, Tana Akra Koi. The Tana is basing himself on the famous Drasha of Chazal about a Nazir. V'hayim lo simtzachem be'enav ki matzah b'ervaz davar. A man divorces his wife because she finds a matter of erva. V'hachi ka'amar. And what the Torah is referring to is the following. Mi garam lo lavera yayin. It's the yayin that causes the woman to be mezanin. She indulges too much in this world, and then the Yetzirah gets the best of her. V'ka'amar. And Chazal say, we had this in Brachos and Samach Gimel, we're going to have it in the beginning of the next sector in Maseches Sota. Kol Araya Seta Bikul Kula Yazir Atzmai Min Hayayin. Anybody who sees a Sota in her Kilkul, then he's Yazir Atzmai Min Hayayin. He will make himself a Nazir from wine. I was speaking to another Magid Shir of Daf Yomi, and he told me, you know, from the way Chazal seemed to darshan it, it's almost implicit that everybody who would just simply see the sota would automatically become a nazir. And it goes so far that it becomes a historical relationship between the two. The Maseches Nazir was taken out of Kodshim, as Tosis described in the beginning of Maitaima, and it was put in Nashim, that whoever saw sota automatically became a Nazir. One could still ask an interesting question, and that is, then one would have expected Maseches Nazir to be after Maseches Sota, because I'm zochah to be learning this with you from the Old City. I don't have many of my Sfarim of Daf Yomi with me, and therefore we'll have to leave that off as a question. Says the Gemara, Pasach b'kinuin u'mefarish yados. Now that we know what Maseches Nazir is doing in Seder Nashim, the Gemara points out an anomaly in terms of how our Mishnah is written. And for those of you who remember the first daf in Nedarim, the Gemara asked a similar question in the beginning of Nedarim. Asks the Gemara, Kol nizu nikinuye, pasach bikinuyin, excuse me, umefarish yados. We start out kinuyim. In other words, our Mishnah said, Kol kinuye naziris kinaziris. And then you immediately give examples of yados. You remember that we saw that aha, Rashi explained, was referring to a yad. So the Gemara analyzes, and the Gemara says, wait a second, you started introducing to me kol kinui yaziris kiriziris, so I would have expected an example of a kinui to come next. What was an example of a kinui? Naziak, which comes on later on in the Mishnah. But first we go to yados. Pasach b'kinui mefarish yados. Amar Rava v'itema kidi chisure mechzer v'hachi k'tani. Rava explained there's something missing in our Mishnah. Kol nizuye kinuye naziris kinaziris. V'yados naziris kinaziris. We have examples of kol kinaziris, which is considered naziris, and yados that's considered naziris. Ve'elu hein yados. And the first thing that we explain are yados. Ha'omer Aha, hareza nazir. Like, for example, it says, aha, hareza nazir. Asks the Gemara, okay, you've rectified the language of the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, why do we explain yados first? Vilifrosh kinuye bireisha. Says the Gemara, Tana mehu desaldik homefarish bireisha. The Tana generally structures the Mishnah, so now we're going to take a tour of Shas. The Tana generally structures the Mishnah and introduces items. Item 1, 2, 3. And he begins to explain item 3 first. Because he starts, when he begins explaining after a list, he actually explains the last one that he had mentioned first. So in this case, there's 1, 2. 1 being Kinuyim, 2 being Yados. So he explains 2 first. Kiddusnat. And we have many examples in Shas. Now begins the tour. In the second parak of Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us the things that we could light with and the things that we can't. The Mishnah tells us that we're afraid, that if a person is going to light with candles that don't light well, he's going to tilt the oil towards the wick and be over mavir on Shabbos. Therefore, there are things that you're allowed to use to light candles with on Shabbos, and those are awesome. So there it says, similarly, in the fourth parak of Shabbos, there are things that you could use to insulate, things that you can't, because if you insulate on top of a fire, we're afraid you're going to come to stoke the cold, according to most opinions. So therefore, in the fourth parak of Shabbos, says, what can you use to insulate? What can't you use? And first we mention what you're not allowed to use. Similarly, in Shabbos, we learn, what could a woman go out with that we're not afraid she's going to take off in a Rosh Hashanah to show her friends? And what things is she not allowed to go out with? Mefarish lo seitze isha bereisha. And similarly, we leave off with number, we begin explaining number 2. Ask the Gemara. Very good. You have quite a theory that comes from Masechta Shabbos Vatana, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah the opposite? Bame behema yotze v'ma eina yotze. When it comes to a behemoth going out to carry, there are some things that are permissible, some things that are not. Some things are, it's prohibited because your animal is considered carrying and your animal is not allowed to carry a masui on Shabbos. And some, it's normal for an animal to, quote-unquote, wear. Umefarish yotze gomo bereisha. And first you give the examples that a camel is allowed to do. But what about the rule? 1, 2. First you explain 2. Over here, what we do is we first explain 1. Another example, Yesh Nochlin Uman Chilin. There are those who can inherit and those who can cause others to inherit. Nochlin Veloman Chilin. This is in Bava Basra. There are those who inherit but can't cause other to inherit. In other words, don't give over inheritance. Man Chilin Velo Nochlin. There are those who can give off inheritance and don't inherit. Lo Nochlin Velo Machilin. Umefarish Elo Nochlin Machilin Bereisha. And in Bava Basra, in the 8th parak, it goes back to number 1 first, Nochlin Machilim. So therefore we see there's no uniform rule in the Mishnayis. Elo Oilam Tani Hachi V'Tani Hachi. But rather the Tana is not consistent in this regard. There's no absolute rule in the Mishnayis. If that's so, then why is it that we explain the Yados before the Kinuim? Elo Hasam Di Sura Denav Shehu Mefarshi Sura Denav Shebereisha. When it comes to those isurim that relate to the individual themselves. So then when we're talking to people, we give them the isur that relates to them first. Gabi behema. But when it comes, we're talking about behema yotza, that the isur is related to the behema. The isura aydi behema huda asi. The isur has to do with behema. Mefarish hatera bereisha. Then we mention the heter first. That's a question, why? Why would that make a difference whether you're over the Isser yourself with your body or the behema did an Isser and you're over for working your behema? At the end of the day, the behema is not the Baal Bechira. It's the owner who's the Baal Bechira. It's a little bit of a hard answer of the Gemara to understand. Let's put that aside for a moment. Continuing on to Amud Beis, Gabi Yesh Nochlin Nami Mefarish Iker Nachla Bereisha, and so too by Yesh Nochlin, what we want to discuss is the first example of those 4 of the Mishnayos, and the reason for that is that's the regular Nachla. In other words, Yesh Nochlin Umanchilin is the average person. The average person is the Iker Nochel. The average person is someone who inherits and can give others to inherit. And therefore, we deal with that right away. So says the Gemara, okay, but now we got to come back to the kinuyim. Elohacha asks the Gemara, two lines on top and base on base. Lifrosh kinuyim bereisha. We should mention kinuyim first. In other words, Nochlin Uman Chilin is mentioned first because that's the normal paradigm. When it comes to the Behema, so then we differentiate between the Behema that the Isser starts with the Behema in contrast to people where we put it in a different order. But why don't we explain the Kinuyim in the beginning? Elahainu Tam, it must be a different reason. Yados, when it comes to Yad, the whole of Asyan Le Midrasha, since we learn it from a Medrash, Chavivan Le, that is something that is dear to the Tana. It's not something that's explicit in the pasuk. In the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph makes the same description as well of Yados, of Eisen Midrasha. In fact, for that matter, the opening Daf on Nedarim, on Beis Amabez, is quite similar to our opening Daf over here. And there the Gemara says it's learned out from the Drasha. There are different opinions, but one Drasha is Ish Kiafli Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem, and the Mefarish over there explains Nazir Lahazir that the pasuk could have just said Kiafli Lindar Neder Nazir. Lahazir comes to tell us that Yados Naziris are considered like Naziris. Asks the Gemara if that's so, V'liftech Bo'am Bereisha. So then why don't we start off Maseches Nazir? Call Yados Naziris Kinaziris. Why don't we begin that way? Says the Gemara, Tana ki maskil, maskil b'ikar carbon. The Tana begins with the normal type of carbon. And Rashi explains that a kinui is really just a spin, another way of saying the word Nazir. And there you don't need the Xeris HaKasav that we just mentioned before from the Pasuk Nazir LaHazir LaShem. And therefore, the Tana is going to go with what is more explicit in the Pasuk first. That's what, according to Rashi, is the meaning behind Iker Karban. Ulinya Perushe Mefarish Yados Bereisha. But because it's a Drasha, it's Chavivale, the Tana begins to explain the Yados first. We learned in our mission example of a Yad. Ha'omer HaReiz Nazir. Ask the Gemara, how do you know that's a good Yad? Dilma continues the Gemara, seven lines from the top, Beis Amabez, Aha Betainis Ka'amar. That Aha means that he wants to be Betainis. Aha was also an expression of a person taking a fast. Answers the Gemara as we delineated from Tosis on the Mishnah, Amar Shmuel. Going Shalya Nazir over the fun of. There was also a Nazir passing in front of him. Then it's clear that the expression of Aha, which could be interpreted both Latinus and Lanazir, it's clear that he's referring to a Nazir. So it would seem that Shmuel needs to give that answer because if it's not compelling that Aha means Nazir, Aha could mean Nazir, but it's not considered a Yad unless it's compelling. A person would never say Aha with a Nazir passing in front of him without it being a Tainus, and that's the only time Aha works to create Nazirus, because you need Yadayim Mechichas. This is a Sugya in Kedushin on Daf Hei Amud Beis, as well as in Nedarim on Daf Hei. And that is whether you need Yadayim Mechichas. Does the Yad have to be obvious? Says the Gemara, Amri Bizman Shen Nazir Over Lefanav, if the Nazir is passing in front of him, like a Sfuke, then it's 100% obvious. Avol, the Bach takes out the word Vadai, ain't another over the front of. Amina Dilma, Hobbitanis, Kamar, Dimilapotro, Min Karbonosov, Ka'amar. It's not even Yodayim Shein Mochichos. We would say that maybe it means Tainis, maybe it's to exempt himself from a carbon. The Gemara is now asking when it says, maybe it's for a carbon, then maybe even if the Nazir is passing in front of him, it's the carbon. V'dilma l'potrim in karbosav ka'amar. Says the Gemara, the ka'amar belibo. We're talking about a case where he said it in his heart that he wants to be a Nazir. In other words, the Nazir is passing in front of him. He said, aha. And we know that he doesn't mean for karbanos, that he wants to exempt himself from a karbon, which would mean that a person saying, aha, that I don't want to be like him and don't want to be a Nazir, but he said in his heart that he wants to. Says the Gemara, Yachi Maila Memra. So then, in such a case, then what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? It's obvious. Mao de same ba'inon piv vilibay shavit. It's not enough that he's thinking in his heart that he wants to be a nazir. He has to express it. So the chiddush is kamash malon. The chiddush is as long as there's yadayim mochiach, even if it's not 100% clear. If the guy says this is what he meant, that's going to be enough. In contrast to aha, where the nazir is not passing in front of him, then it could be understood as latinus. If it could be understood as latinus, then it's not even a yad shein mochiach. If there's no nazir, it's not even a yad shein mochiach. It's not even a yad at all. Dilma betainus ka'amar. The Gemara continues to analyze another expression of a yad in our Mishnah. If a nazir is passing in front of him, according to Shmuel, and he says, aha, noah, nazir, how beautiful it is. Aha, noah, how beautiful it is. Nazir. The halachis is a nazir. Asks the Gemara, v'dilma noah lefana b'mitzvahs. Maybe he's saying, I'll beautify you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with mitzvahs. We know that that word, zekeli va'anveyu, with that a similar type of shorish, means to beautify, as the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel describes, to beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mitzvahs. How do we know, aha noah, that he means to be a nazir? Kedisanya. And we learn this in the Brayis. Zekeh levadveyu, anoah lefanav b'mitzvahs, es lefanav sukkah noah, v'lulav noah, tzitzis noah, echta lefanav sefer noah, v'echrechenu b'shirayim noah. To have a beautiful sukkah, beautiful lulav, beautiful tzitzis, to write a beautiful sefer Torah, to tie it with beautiful silk. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answers, no, you can't interpret it that way. Shetofus bisa'aro, he's grabbing his hair. In other words, according to Shmuel, that's another reason why this is considered a valid yad. Asks the Gemara. Nilsa da Aveira. Nazirus is a dvar Aveira. Now that is an interesting statement of the Gemara. And the Gemara will explain where this assumption came from. Vamrina lei noin, you say it's beautiful. This continues the Gemara, the topic Gimel Amin Aleph, in. Dafilu Rebbe Lazar Akfar to Omer Nazir Chayte. Ah, you mean Rebbe Yezer Akfar, who says that a Nazir is a Chayte, because at the end of the day, the Pasuk says, points out Rashi in the second line from the top, V'chiper Allah Me'asher Chotal HaNefesh. He views a Nazir as an Aveira, and his Karbonos as coming for his Aveira, as described on Yud Tes Amar Aleph, and as made reference to the Shita Rebbe Eliezer Akfar in the context of Nedarim, in the beginning of Nedarim, says the Gemara, Hani Mili, when did he say that? Gabi Nazir Tameh. That's talking about a Nazir that became Tameh. He shouldn't have made himself Tameh. The Aidi Diboy Mistar, the Amar Rahman of Ayam Risham Yiplu, Kitimo Nizra. Then the individual who made himself Tameh, then he lost all of his first days. Hasamu, by the near Nazir Tameh, Dilma Asili Miyavi al Nazirasah. He might allow his days of Naziris to lapse without fulfilling them. So then, in such a case, he made a mistake for being Mekabel in Naziris. And then he's called a Chota. Avol Nazir Tar Lav Chote Karibu. But Karibay. But Nazir who is Tar, he's not considered someone who has done any Aveira. According to Rashi, the Aveira of the Nazir who became Tameh is, let's say he had his Naziris for 20 days. Stam Naziris is 30 days. So he kept his Nazir for 20 days, then he became Tameh. Now he has to bring Karbanos, and he has to start counting all over again. So Rashi says three lines at the top. He's extending the Naziris more than its ideal time. So according to Rashi, the Aveira is not that he became Tameh, but rather that he extended his Naziris more than 30 days, and that already is not a deal. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Beis in Maseches Nazir.